Arizona Cardinals football, 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Big Red Monday, presented by Sanderson Ford, with Bickley and Murata.
Well, I got a terrible release on my on the route. We had a deep cross called, and their kind of safety didn't really react to the jet sweep like I thought he was going to, so he kind of got underneath my shoulder pads a little bit and kind of just booked it over there as quickly as possible. Obviously, Kyler had amazing protection to kind of step up and wait on me. And then once I caught the ball, I think Christian had a great block as well. So it's a team thing. It's not about one player. It never is. And so it was a lot of fun.
Zach Ertz talking with Paul Calvisi after the Cardinals' latest win, a 31-5 blowout of the Houston Texans to go to 7-0, talking about his touchdown catch. First game, 47-yard touchdown, fit nicely into the offense. It is a Big Red Monday as we recap the Cardinals' win over the Texans and start getting ready on short week for the Green Bay Packers on Thursday Night Football, as we do on Mondays here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. We open up the phone line 602-260-9870 to get your thoughts on the game. And we will start in Tempe with George here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Hey, George.
Hey, I just want to say one thing about the Suns first. You know, if they find out that a really rich white guy might be insensitive to minorities and people and women, you know, it's going to be a big surprise. But at any rate, you know, the Cardinals, they blew it. They're six out of seven now. They're coin tosses. I really wanted them to go undefeated, but it was not to be. You know, I'm looking at the statistics, and you know, it's possible that we're going to have seven guys. If you count Zach Ertz's yards from Philly, we could have seven guys with 800 yards or more from the line of scrimmage on the offensive side. That's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. So I'm not too concerned about the offense, except for the couple of holes we got to plug in the line, and I think those will work themselves out when people come back from injury. But you know, we've got a real deal here, and I think Green Bay is not nearly as good as people think. I mean, I'm never going to underestimate Aaron Rodgers, as much as I hate him. He knows how to play. He knows how to win. But this is gonna be a fun end of the year. And you know, like I said before, if we go 500 the rest of the year, we're 4-4. That's 11 and whatever it is, it's 5-5. It's 12-5, and we're not going to go 5-5. We're not going to go 5-5. So here we go.
Thanks for the call, George. His point on the number of weapons and adding Zach Ertz to it and seeing immediate results, Bick, it's got to be scary for defensive coordinators to see him again running free. And to George's point, he's right on the money. There could be seven guys on this offense with 800 or more yards from scrimmage.
Yeah. No, listen, they've got quite an arsenal of weapons, and I think that the more and more I'm watching A.J. Green, the more and more I'm impressed, and I do think that this is really shaping up well.
602-260-9870 is the phone number. We go across the country to North Carolina to talk to Brandon here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. What's up, Brandon?
Hey guys, how you doing? It still feels hard to me to really embrace what's happening. Everybody asks, "Hey man, your team's 7-0." I'm thinking, I don't know what this feels like. And I think what feels even better than any of the other years before is the leadership they have going on from top to bottom. The fact that they've been able to get through every game and find ways to win, even when, like yesterday, they start out horrible, and you're thinking, oh, maybe this is where, you know, we get back to reality, and they turn that game around so quick. It just shows the leadership. Really, I got to give credit. I've been a guy who's not sure about Cliff, but he's shown leadership. Kyler, his leadership, and the guys they brought in, this team just seems different than all the other years before. And it's just been a joy. I can't wait for Thursday night as well. So thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks for the call, Brandon. To his point on Cliff Kingsbury, I'll admit this. We said it on the air. I said it on the air. But anytime I was asked about the Cardinals going into this season, my response to people was the same. And that is, I like what they've done with the roster, but I'm not sure they have enough coaching to get it done. And through 7 weeks, that has been the exact opposite. It's been Cliff Kingsbury has proved to be much improved in a lot of areas.
Yeah, I had some questions off of yesterday, but again, he was very forthright in admitting that yeah, I was kind of out of my element for a little bit. But I've got more on that later. I also think that it's such a testament to Kyler Murray. In the last 2 years, in a game in which he was knocked around like yesterday, mm-hmm. The frustration would have gotten the best of him.
I agree. I totally agree. Just kind of yep. head down, keep yep. doing what you're supposed to do. Let's go out to Cave Creek, talk to Steve next here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Hi, Steve.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
I went to the Rams game and took the kids to the Cleveland game too. So I've been on most of the games. The defense, compared to last, as far as I can go back, this is the best tackling defense we've had in a long time. We missed maybe one tackle on a tight end yesterday, but other than that, they're just buttoned down. I mean, they're just playing. I think the Packers are going to have trouble, you know, opening up the top of our defense. So if we can just hold them to Mason Crosby shanks, let them shank a few and score 20-plus points, will probably be fine. But I just don't think the Packers are that good offensively. They've barely scored more than they've given up. So we shouldn't go into this game trying to, you know, I heard Isaiah Simmons say how he grew up idolizing, Rodgers, which, you know, fine. But at this point, let's get angry and just run them out of the building.
Appreciate it, Steve.
All right, first of all, the Green Bay Packers, the point differential is very skewed because they were a minus 32 after week one. Secondarily, this is a matchup of the two best wide receivers in football, a couple of legit MVP candidates, and this is a battle for the number one seed in the NFC. This might be the biggest football game in the history of Thursday Night Football. They've had some really good ones. That Rams 49ers 41-39 game, remember mm-hmm. that thing?
Oh, yeah.
That blew everyone's minds?
Yeah.
But going into it, I mean. When have we ever had a 7-0 versus a 6-1? Teams that have combined to win 13 consecutive games.
I honestly have very few memories of Thursday night football games throughout its history. So the only thing argument I'd say is it's not even halfway through the season.
Yeah, normally your reaction to Thursday night football is okay. I guess I'll watch. It's football.
Okay, who are the Jaguars playing?
ESPN Stats and Info actually put this out just a few minutes ago. The Cardinals take on the 6-1 Packers on Thursday. It will be the best combined win percentage for a Thursday game in October or later since the start of the Super Bowl era.
Wow.
1966.
That's how big it is. How big is it?
it's so
a big game.
Squeeze in Daryl from Glendale is up next here on Big Red Monday. What's going on, Daryl?
Hey, how you guys doing, man? Thanks for taking my call.
No problem, man.
I just want to say this team is for real, man. For any news reporters that saying this team is not for real, specifically Keyshawn, because I heard what he said this morning. It's out of their mind, man. This team is real. You can see what Kyler, man, when you give this guy time, he's dropping balls right in people's hands. So that's all I wanted to say, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, we've gone this far. I haven't heard this actual soundbite yet. So should we play it before we go to break? Keyshawn Johnson on ESPN Radio this morning.
Oh, boy.
You want to get dumber?
Come on, everybody. Let's get dumber.
I can surely tell you that Arizona is a good football team. Now, are they going 17-0? No. Are they going to the Super Bowl? No. No,
wow.
They're not going to the Super Bowl.
Are they going to the Super Bowl?
No.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe.
It's a no.
Mark that one
it's
down.
A maybe.
Clip
it's
that.
A no.
Clip that for Twitter.
Give yourself some wiggle
no,
room.
No, I ain't giving myself no wiggle room.
This is where I.
Do they have anybody on that team that has Super Bowl experience?
What does that mean? Getting
deep
to the Super
run
Bowl.
Playoff
this
experience.
Year, maybe.
What does
deep
that mean?
Run okay. Playoff experience. No.
All right.
File that away. Ain't that what they say?
I'll reiterate. I know we have fun with it, and it gets a reaction. I could not give a rat's fat behind what Keyshawn Johnson has to say about the Arizona Cardinals, whether it's good or bad.
Anything?
Yeah.
You should also check out that tight end that scored a touchdown for the Cardinals.
Yeah, because he's won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think he's won a Super Bowl. So.
I love that was the exact same thing people were saying about the Phoenix Suns. They have no NBA Finals experience.
Yeah, they can't get to the finals.
They can't get there. Right. Yeah, that's just nonsensical.
Remember all the Buccaneers?
Sarah was right. We just got dumber.
Remember all the
Buccaneers
when the Buccaneers won the Super Bowl for the first time? Remember all that Super Bowl experience they had on that team? Yeah. Anywho.
Yeah.
Thanks for the phone calls. We appreciate it. Coming up next, another great performance by Kyler Murray. Looked a little different, probably felt a lot different for Kyler as well. We'll get into that and more straight ahead. It's Bickley and Murata mornings here on this Big Red Monday, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Code Red.
Did you order the Code Red?
It's a Code Red at the farm.
And Bickley and Murata are announcing the winner of another pair of Cards Pack tickets now.
Oh, yeah. We're looking for our first potential winner for Code Red tickets for Thursday night. And our first Code Red qualifier this morning, Jasmine Urias from Buckeye. You got 10 minutes to
go,
give us a
Jasmine.
Call at 602-260-9870 to get your Cardinals-Packers tickets. If Jasmine does not call within 10 minutes, we'll open up the phone lines to someone else. If you didn't hear your name, you can still get into this by texting the word red to 620-620 and listen for your name. We'll call out another one at eight o'clock hour, 1 o'clock in the 9 o'clock hour today. But once again, Jasmine Urias from Buckeye, 10 minutes to give us a call, 602-260-9870.
You know what's really, really cool about Arizona Sports 98.7 FM, Vinny?
Aside from
the stable of stunning talent, we give away really cool stuff. We really do. NBA Finals tickets, a ticket to see this game on Thursday night. Are you kidding me?
The biggest game of the year and the biggest game of the year so far in the NFL. And the thought process behind why we're doing this is very important.
To shut out the cheeseheads.
Yes. Yeah. Well, okay. So
Wisconsin people.
Look, there's a dynamic going on here with the home field advantage that the Cardinals can't quite seem to get their arms around and get it back to what it needs to be. And it's because these tickets are extremely expensive and they're being bought up by brokers. They've been who purchased them in lots, huge bulk of tickets, and then they go on the resale market. Well, who is more vested to spend? Generally, it's fans of the opposing team who know it's your one shot to go see your team in Arizona versus a Cardinal fan who's like, I don't need to go there.
I'll just go next week.
I'll go next week.
I'll go when they play a bad team.
Or I'll watch this on television and I'll go buy that Suns ticket I was thinking of doing. That kind of stuff. Somehow, some way, they've got to get this home field advantage back to where it once was because this team deserves it. I'm serious. This team really deserves a rocking soundtrack.
It deserves what the Suns got.
Yes.
Last year.
Yes. Exactly.
I expect to see some cheeseheads in the crowd. Yes.
Many.
Absolutely.
Many.
But I like the feeling behind this giveaway that we're doing. Code Red. Mm-hmm. But I will say this: moving forward, you're talking about rekindling that home field advantage. If the Cardinals take care of their business on Thursday night, I said this earlier in the show, the time of flying under the radar for the Arizona Cardinals is over, and they have an opportunity just to be in everybody's faces if they win on Thursday night. But we know the psyche and the behavior of the sports fan in this city. If you're 8-0 and you got wins against the Titans, the Browns, the Rams, and the Packers before the midway point of the season, this is a party people are going to want to join.
Mm-hmm.
And people who want to join the party aren't going to sell their tickets to that party.
Yeah, let's hope.
Because there's definitely an element of being seen at the party for Phoenix sports fans.
That's very, very true. And also, you know what? It's one of those things where it has to get to the point of sounding like I have to be there for it to stay there. And I think that happened with the Suns when the playoffs began. Suddenly, there was this incredible home court advantage, and people are like, I need to be part of that energy. You and I have talked to countless people who made real-life decisions. Do I spend $1,000 on a basketball ticket, or do I use that money to fix my car? And many times, they were buying the basketball
ticket. It was the perfect combination of FOMO and YOLO.
That's so well
you are said. So right about that. That might be the most brilliant thing you have ever
said. I mean, it's
and
that's a low bar,
real,
but that was
that's
pretty
a
good.
Real shallow pool we're talking
short,
about.
Short list.
You couldn't even drown in that pool.
Did Jasmine
but that was
call
a brilliant
yet,
thing you just said.
No Jasmine yet.
Jasmine?
Jasmine Urias.
Jasmine, you still got like 6 minutes. Jasmine Urias from Buckeye looking for you to call to claim your Code Red tickets. You said we had the discussions early in the season about Kyler Murray, and when the season took a turn for the worse yesterday, or last year, I should say, it was Kyler Murray getting banged up, and we don't know the severity of that injury. It affected the season, there's no doubt. And you had made the claim, hey, one thing we got to find out about is how tough is Kyler Murray? And I said, I hope we never find out how tough Kyler Murray is.
Good point.
We found out
we did yesterday. We,
a bit yesterday because he got lit up a couple times, and he did not have the same grumpy cat kind of demeanor. He forged ahead.
He wasn't huffing and puffing. And
he statistically played well, again, without having a lot of success running the football. Kyler Murray's become a devastating pocket passer. But to be able to do that and give the Texans credit, at least defensively, I thought they had a pretty good plan. They played with a lot of intensity defensively, and they were laying the lumber. Kyler Murray got through that, and now on a short week, after the game, he says this.
I mean, I just think you just got to be ready. You got to prepare for him quick. I mean, everything's quicker. You know, I think whoever handles the week better, you know, usually tends to play a little bit better. So, you know, hopefully, you know, we understand the task at hand, and we come ready to play on Thursday.
Yeah, he's, you know, ready to go. And I'm curious to see because, you know, with the short week, we'll get injury reports today. I wonder if Kyler Murray's name will be on an injury report. Maybe not with the way that he bounced back.
I hope not.
I hope not either.
The Cardinals obviously have a little advantage in the fact that the Green Bay Packers have to travel to Arizona for this football game. In a short week, that matters because now your time is really compressed as it is. They also say the trick to winning these Thursday night games is you have to win them between the years. You have to be able to conceptualize a game plan without really repping it because you need to basically spend every day this week recovering and getting your body ready to play a game at a fairly high level. And so if you've got a team full of smart players who can kind of go, okay, all right, I get it. And you don't have to run, you know, that play 10 different times in practice to get it right once, then those teams will have an advantage. I can't wait to see this. These are two incredibly compelling quarterbacks to watch live and in action.
Oh, unbelievable. And Aaron Rodgers has put on some unbelievable performances in that stadium and has left that stadium with some of the most heartbreaking losses of his career on big stages. A couple of playoff games, you know, the two Cardinals playoff wins over the Packers are right up there in terms of thrilling moments in Cardinals history and real bummers in Packers recent history.
Good point.
It's got the makings of a great one, and you have two MVP candidates at the controls.
A while ago, Jarrett was saying that all the good teams were in the NFC, and I remember lashing out at him and saying, dude, are you not paying attention? Look at Baltimore. Look at Tennessee. Look at now you're right. All of the good teams are congregated in the NFC. It's this race for the number one seed is going to be nuts. Packers lose on Thursday. They're now really a step behind in terms of that pursuit of the number one. The Rams, the Cowboys
all keep winning.
Yeah, exactly.
That is true. Jasmine Urias from Buckeye's got 2 minutes
and 30 seconds to give us
a call to claim those tickets, but get near your phone because if she doesn't call in, we're going to give you a chance to win those Code Red tickets. And Cliff Kingsbury, by the way, back with the Cardinals. His weekly visit will be at 2:30 today with Burns and Gambo. Coming up next, we'll get you caught up on all the big stories of the day. Rush Hour Reboot straight ahead with Sarah Cazell. It's Bickley and Murata Mornings live from the Ak-Chin Community Studios, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Bickley and Murata Mornings. Rush Hour Reboot. Rush Hour Reboot. Getting you up to speed on everything happening in sports this morning. Brought to you by Brooklyn Betting. That's American-owned and American-dreamed Brooklyn Betting.
Before we get to the Rush Hour Reboot, Jasmine, in the immortal words of Billy Madison,
you blew it!
You didn't call in 10 minutes, so we're going to open up the phone lines right now.
I will say that we did get a caller who called in and goes, yeah, I'm that lady.
You're kidding. You're joking.
Man, and that didn't work. No, so it didn't weird. Work. So we need a caller number, Bick. What do you got?
Caller number six.
Caller six right now, 602 260-9870. You will steal the tickets that were reserved for Jasmine on this Code Red. Again, caller 602-260-9870. Now, we welcome back from a day away from Sarah Cazell. She's back in the booth and ready to take us through Rush Hour Reboot. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, I am that lady. I'll tell my dad to call again.
Yeah, I'm that lady.
All right, welcome to the Rush Hour Reboot, everyone. We do it every day at 7:30, where we get you caught up on the biggest stories of the day here on Bickley and Murata Mornings with Dan Bickley, Vince Murata, Jarrett Carlin, and myself, Sarah Cazell. All right, five game balls went out yesterday for the Cardinals in their win over the Houston Texans. Marcus Golden for being an absolute terrorist on defense. DeAndre Hopkins and J.J. Watt both got a ball, showing out against their former team. Zach Ertz, first game as an Arizona Cardinal and the first player in NFL history to score a touchdown with his former and current teams in consecutive weeks. And then finally, Cliff Kingsbury, the head coach, gets a ball back after his bout with COVID and now at the helm of a 7-0 team. So guys, I'm asking, who are you giving your game ball to for yesterday's win? But you only get one. There's no such thing as giving out five game balls here.
Ooh, just one?
One game ball for yesterday's game.
Marcus Golden.
It's a good choice. What he said.
He has been just tremendous. And
yeah, he's
kind of an afterthought again. And I've watched this football team for a long time. I don't know if there's ever been a player to put on that uniform that enjoys putting on that uniform more to represent this team than Marcus Golden does.
What a joyful personality. That guy is so awesome. Love that guy. The junkyard dog.
JYD. Even though junkyard is only one word.
Yeah, Golden.
Well done, Vinny.
Strong selection there, and I think a lot of our listeners would agree with that. Oh my gosh. Sticking with the Cardinals and yesterday's game, NFL analyst Rex Ryan, who I assume most Cardinals fans will remember his incessant hating on the Cardinals for the Cliff Kingsbury hire, he said this morning on Get Up on ESPN that the Cardinals finally are a complete team. Here's Rex Ryan.
Kyler Murray sees the whole field, all right? It's not that he's focused on just half the field. He can see the whole field now. I mean, he's lockstep with Cliff Kingsbury. And they can run the football. They'll spread you out, run the hell out of it still. So to me, they're a complete team offensively. And then their defense is one of the best in the league.
Okay, he says they are complete. Do you agree that they're complete? Or is there still a void or two that you would like to see filled?
I agree with that. First of all, credit to Rex Ryan, who has been so adamantly against the Cliff Kingsbury offense for 2+ years. So when he sees it, at least he's man enough to go back on what he said previously.
Yeah.
They are complete, but they're not infallible. They can do a lot of different things offensively. They have run the ball. Mm-hmm. Chase Edmonds and James Conner have been productive. They do have five legitimate targets in the passing game. They do have a quarterback playing at an MVP level. The defense has been stingy. The offensive line is a concern right now. They are a complete team, but that does not guarantee anything at this point.
Yeah, what I like is their biggest games, their biggest tests on the road, they have turned into just complete demolitions. And that to me is a sign of a team that really kind of knows it's got something special. So, yeah, it's fun times.
Yeah. By the way, we have our caller, our winner, who was pulling his name up. Leopoldo Vargas was our winner. So he's going to the game. You can stop calling now, but keep listening in the 8 o'clock hour because we'll call out another name.
Yes. Yeah. More tickets to give away. Yes. For sure. Okay. Let's look at a couple key
stats.
What a
great Monday that is. You're rolling into work and now suddenly you're going to the game on Thursday night.
How nice.
I'm sorry,
Sarah.
That sets
the tone. No, please. Yeah. That does really set the tone for the rest of your week. That's great. Looking at a couple stats from yesterday's game between the Cardinals and the Texans. Of these three numbers, what stands out to you most? 160 total yards allowed by Arizona's defense. 4 sacks of Kyler Murray and a couple visits to the medical tent. Or 66 yards receiving in Zach Ertz's debut, including a 47-yard touchdown catch, which happened to be the longest of his career.
What stands out to me is the 4 sacks. The good teams can't sit back and look at numbers, their own numbers, and say, yeah, that was pretty good. You have to fix the numbers that aren't very good. Four sacks of Kyler Murray against that team is not very good. That's what you need to focus on. Not focusing on the number of yards given up because, the Texans are terrible, and they've been under 200 yards three times already this year on offense. So, to me, it's fixing that four-sack number.
Yes, and you would have expected more from the offensive line, seeing that Kyler Murray took the entire group out to dinner last Thursday up the bill.
Yeah.
Well, in greats.
Food must not have been very good.
Yeah, maybe he didn't pick a good restaurant. I don't know.
I said medium rare.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Yeah, four sacks and that was yeah.
What do you mean I can only order from the value menu?
that to me was the one really that was the last thing I wanted to happen yesterday was Kyler Murray to take, crazy hits, and he did. He was hit harder yesterday than I've seen his entire career.
I agree.
I know he and I think Cliff Kingsbury both said yesterday, I'll be fine. Do you believe that? Or are you nervous about him being a little bit dinged up for Thursday?
A little nervous.
A touch.
Let's see what names appear on the injury list today. Because a Monday injury report for a Thursday game, there's some significance to it. I believe him, but we'll see.
Okay. And finally, the news broke after our show on Friday. What is supposed to be a bombshell story about Suns owner Robert Sarver. It is supposed to come out either today or tomorrow. But that story is expected to include accusations of racism, sexism, and sexual harassment against Robert Sarver. Simultaneously, the team a little bit out of sorts very early on in the season, but still a little bit out of sorts on the court. So, two-parter, what is your concern level about the Suns on the court? And what is your concern level for what is going on off the court?
On the court, in a perfect world, I'd have no issues with their 1-2 start. I can kind of see what's happening, and it's really not all that surprising. And they'll get it together. They've got really good leadership on that team. As how the other thing plays out, it's a tremendous distraction because once this story hits and once whatever allegations see the light of day, these players are going to be asked about it. And they're going to be asked to say, "What do you think of this?" And it's going to become that dance, if you will. Mm-hmm. And because the NBA, I think, has got a track record of taking this kind of stuff a little more seriously than other leagues.
Yeah, I agree with Bic. In a vacuum, I'm not concerned about the on-court product, but we're not in a vacuum.
Right.
Those two things could be related. Far more concerned about what is brewing, what's looming in terms of the release of this report, what it means for the organization moving forward.
Yeah.
Although I will say this, I was very enthused Friday night when Cam Johnson tried to dunk on LeBron's head. He didn't pull
it off.
Didn't
you love that too?
He didn't pull it off, but the fact that he tried, I stood up and I was like, that a boy, Cam!
I don't know what the deficit was for the Lakers at that point, but LeBron was really proud of himself for challenging that, so much so that he just stood back and basked in the adulation from the Lakers fans instead of joining his team on offense.
Yeah, and then LeBron...
They're a mess.
And then LeBron started yapping at campaign.
Oh,
I'm like, dude, get off him.
Well, Lakers fans had fun with that, too, about the be humble thing.
Yeah.
Pointing out, see, next night, be humble. Campaign didn't even play in that game, Lakers fans.
What do Lakers fans know about being humble?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Pot, meat, kettle. Get out of here.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks. Good job, Sarah.
Rush Hour reboot every morning at 7:30.
You
getting
have
caught
been
up on the big
rebooted.
When in doubt, reboot. You can also text your thoughts to the FanDuel text line. It's open right now at 620. More on the Cardinals' win over the Texans. We'll be joined by Howard Balzer of SI.com straight ahead. It's Bickley and Murata mornings. Big Red Monday, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Arizona Cardinals football, 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Big Red Monday, presented by Sanderson Ford, with Bickley and Murata.
Usually I've called those plays over and over throughout the week. Kyler and I have had the dialogue. That was the first time we'd even gone over them was out there. So it just didn't feel like the same type of rhythm, same type of comfort level. I just felt more on edge than I normally do after 6 days of preparation.
It's Cliff Kingsbury after the Cardinals 31-5 win over the Houston Texans yesterday, saying it didn't feel normal. That's understandable, but the results were pretty similar. A Big win for the Cardinals. They're 7-0 heading into Thursday night showdown with the Green Bay Packers, who come in at 6-1. And joining us now here on the 72 Sold Sports Line, covers the Cardinals for the SI.com All Cardinals site. Howard Balzer, our guest here on Bickley and Marotta Mornings. Howard, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. I think Cliff Kingsbury was pretty open and honest about how he was feeling on the sidelines, and I think we saw, at least through my eyes, saw the results of that on a couple of plays. What did you make of Cliff Kingsbury's return to play calling, Howard?
Yeah, it was interesting. You know, using the word "funky," I thought was, but you're right. He was very open about it, and you know how much was play calls, and you know we it's not as if we haven't seen some of the things that happened yesterday and in previous games. Where I was looking at one troubling statistic a little bit is you know there haven't been that many sacks of Kyler Murray, but it seems like when there are, they're for a lot of yards. Mm-hmm. And in fact, for the season so far, and what the average was yesterday is 9 yards per sack. And so that might be something that should be something they're looking at, because you just can't do that against good teams. So, yeah, I think there were some moments, the slow start, 13 total yards in the first quarter with a sack in there, a holding penalty and things like that. They're going to push you back. But like I said, I think, you know, we see that, you know, from time to time. I mean, heck, last week's game against Cleveland, as good as it was early in that first half, then you had the three drives where they, you know, they got down, if not in the red zone, close to it, and were only able to get field goals. So, but you're not going to score touchdowns every drive. That's obviously the case. But certainly the defense was, came up big against a team that isn't very good.
Yeah, no doubt about that. What did you? What's your takeaway from this offensive line, though? Because I don't think anybody expected Kyler Murray to get knocked around the way he did yesterday.
Yeah, no, I think you're right about that. It just shows as kind of lacking talent overall that Houston is, and they know that they don't have much going on offense, and the defense knows they just have to get out there and play hard, play fast, and play as physical as they can. And that's what they did. And so I think the offense, and Elko, one other thing, of course, was another bad snap on one of those early drives that led to a loss. But, yeah, the offensive line overall, it's been good this year. It certainly can get better. I think Josh Jones has had those moments of struggling. He even sent a tweet out, or I don't know if it was a tweet or Instagram, apologizing for his effort and saying how he's going to get better. So first year as a starter, so you're going to have some growing pains there. But, again, those are the things that, when you're playing really good teams, could make a difference. But it's good to be able to correct things and hopefully get the attention of players when you're 7-0, which is the reality right now. But getting ready for a game in 3 days.
Howard Balzer, SI.com, the All Cardinals site, our guest here on the 72 Sold Sports Line. Staying on the Josh Jones question, he's been good at times this year. He really struggled at times yesterday. He was one of two Cardinals on offense to play all, 100% of the offensive snaps. On a short week, we've seen the Cardinals dip into their depth a little bit, and Sean Harlow got pressed into duty and actually played well. Can you foresee Cliff Kingsbury making a change on a short week at that position?
I would doubt he would make a change. Maybe you do spot him at times during games. I know coaches don't really like to do that unless it's absolutely necessary. Mm-hmm. I don't know, though, that, Harlow had a nice second half in that game when he had to come in and play when Justin Pugh and Justin Murray got hurt at the end of the first half against Jacksonville. But I would be surprised to make a change, and especially in a short week. I mean, Josh Jones just has to just focus more and all that. And, you know, and again, it's not as we look at the bad plays and it obviously affects an overall view of a player, but they were on the field for a good number of plays. Wasn't a huge number, but it was 71, and so 71 snaps. So certainly not all of them were bad, and they were still able, say, in the second quarter. I mentioned they had 13 yards in the first quarter. Second quarter was 193 yards, and once again, some really good drives and long possessions that they had. Yeah. So anyway, I'd be surprised to see a change this week going against the Packers.
All right. It's hard to gauge the defense against Davis Mills and that Texans offense that really didn't pose much threat. But how do you think this defense is going to stack up against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers? How good do you think this defense is?
It's a great question, and that's the challenge. And I think we will find out a lot about this defense. You know, the one thing about them, and Vance Joseph loves to talk about it, you're going to give up yards in this league. There weren't many yesterday because Houston just doesn't have the firepower, but we know that Green Bay has the ability to do a lot of different things. What the Cardinals are really good at, and it's been that way all season, no matter who they played, is getting teams off the field on third down. And that was the case against yesterday. The one game where they weren't great on it was when the Rams, they were 6 for 11. But this team's now under 30% on defense after 2 for 13 yesterday in getting teams off the field on third down. And then also on fourth down was another 0 for with 0 for 2. So those are the keys. And so with the Packers, can you get them to third down and eliminate big plays on first and second down and then get them off the field? And I think that's going to be a very intriguing aspect of this game on Thursday night.
Yeah, the way I put it, Howard, was the Cardinals, for as much as you can for a 7-0 team, they've kind of flown under the radar. They haven't played a nationally televised game yet. That all changes on Thursday. I mean, it's impossible to tell, but how do you think this team responds from what you've seen so far?
Well, the one thing I don't think we should all worry about is how they respond. I mean, that's the thing I think we've all seen. We've seen, and it sounds trite at times to talk about the maturity of the team and leadership and all that, but it does seem to be there. And I thought a confirmation to a degree was Zach Ertz, you know, coming in from another team, a team that has been in a Super Bowl. Obviously, the Eagles haven't been that good the last couple seasons, but he comes in with a lot of experience in this league and continues to talk about how impressed he is, not only with the talent, but with the culture and the way players get along. We've heard it so many times from players this year, how tight-knit and together this team is. And that was one of the things Zach Ertz talked about after the game yesterday and talking about the relationships and how they've welcomed him and all those things. So I think, like I said, I think that's one thing you don't have to worry about with this team. It doesn't mean you're always going to win. I don't think anyone expects this team to go undefeated, but I think in that area there, I think this team is really developing into being a team. Mm-hmm. And that's what you have. You know, you can have a lot of great players, but you still have to play as a team. And I don't think there's any doubt that that's what this football club does.
This race for the number one seed in the NFC is going to be something to watch because there's a handful of just powerhouse kind of teams and the Cardinals are unbeaten. How do you handicap it? What do you think of this arms race in the NFC?
It's probably going to go down to the last couple of weeks. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And because you have the Rams, obviously they're not going away. You have the Packers. That's why this one could be a key when it gets, you know, towards the end of the season. Dallas doesn't play a lot of really tough teams on its schedule. And the Cardinals play Dallas at the end of the year. I was even looking at the schedule yesterday and said, hey, that could be a game that might be flexed to Sunday night.
Yeah.
Because the Packers are scheduled to play the Vikings in a Sunday night game. So who knows? Well, obviously, we're getting way ahead of ourselves. But when you look at those teams and Tampa Bay, boy, who knows? I mean, that's going to be the key. You would normally say, well, it's going to be tough for the NFC West because of how, quote, good this division is. But right now, it's not looking so good. We'll see what Seattle does tonight against New Orleans. But if the Cardinals can get some wins, you know, they play San Francisco again in a couple weeks, and, of course, still Seattle twice. Certainly, Russell Wilson will probably be back. But still, this Seahawks team is struggling right now, especially on defense. So I think it's a toss-up right now. You can make the case for just about any of these teams, and a lot of it will be who stays the healthiest throughout the rest of the season.
Howard, great stuff as always. Thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, guys. Take care.
Howard Balzer, SI.com, the Cardinals site. He joined us on the 72 Sold Sports Line. Get your price at 72sold.com. Big Red Monday rolls on. Second half action begins with the Bickley Blast straight ahead. It's Bickley and Murata Mornings, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.